Well, we're at the Sunday of the baptism of our Lord. It's one of those Sundays that we have every year, every lectionary year, and there are some times I wonder why it's there. And I wonder why it's there, first of all, to be quite honest, because I sometimes wonder, what do I have to say about this that I haven't said so many times that you're tired of hearing it? And part of me wonders why we don't just do it once in a while, so it'd be a little bit easier on people like me. But as I've said before, there's really something of value in going back and looking at things we know. And I'm not talking about things we think we know, like I'm going to provide some new interpretation on this none of you have ever heard before. No, I'm talking about going to things that we do all know and revisiting them to see if they have something that especially resonates with us this year. And some of the things that we see every year that are of a special value are things like this, the baptism of our Lord. And as I was thinking of the sermon title and what I should call this, what I came up with is just baptized. Why? Why was Jesus baptized? As a small side note, I was wondering if the world of search engines and such on the internet were going to anytime soon automate, people like me out of existence. So for the first time, well, maybe ever, I don't recall doing this before, I actually plugged in a theological question into a search engine. Why was Jesus baptized? I'm not going to be out of the job anytime soon. Let's just leave it at that and say that it wasn't all wrong. Anything more would tend to being unkind, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But why was Jesus baptized? It's in all the Gospels, this idea that, or the story of Jesus being baptized. This is one of the briefest ones. They tend to be fairly brief in their discussion. It just says Jesus was baptized, and then the Holy Spirit appeared, a voice from heaven, which is certainly unusual and interesting in oh so many ways. But why? There's lots of reasons for baptism, and depending on whether you think that people should be baptized as infants, as we practice in the Presbyterian Church, or if you think people should be baptized when they're older, sometimes called adult baptism or believer baptism, there are lots of reasons on both of these ways of thinking of baptism that are kind of peculiar if you try to apply them to Jesus. For example, those who follow believer baptism, adult baptism, say that one of the reasons why you do this is a public renunciation of sin. Well, Jesus was sinless. That's kind of pointless. They sometimes say that baptism is a public identification with Jesus. Well, Jesus was Jesus, so he doesn't have to identify with himself. That seems kind of silly as well. For those who believe in or practice baptism of infants, often it's considered a following up, a more inclusive symbol or reality, even if you will, that circumcision did for the Jews, for the Israelites. Well, Jesus was one of those. He didn't have to do that. So why was he baptized? Well, first of all, I hasten to add that those aren't all the reasons for baptism and all of the theological underpinnings of baptism, which is very important. But I don't think those are the reasons why he did it. If we need another reason why we should revisit these things that are so familiar to us, it struck me this year, for the first time I think ever, and if this is something that you knew instantly the first time you came across this story, that's fine, I'm just a little bit slow in some of these things. It struck me that this was, in a very public way, this was Jesus' last private act, or as a private citizen, if you will. From this moment on, Jesus began his public ministry, and in a very real sense, was always on. He was always with his disciples, whether it was the inner circle or all of them or the larger group, or teaching to people from the witness of the Gospels. This was the last thing Jesus did as just a private citizen. After this, he was the teacher. He was the one who became Messiah. I have no idea how I missed that for all these years, but I did. So it is worth going back to look at these things, even if it's just for something that is an interesting fact. But there are two reasons why Jesus got baptized that I think are more important for us and are more in keeping with why we come back to this year after year. When we look at the story of Jesus' baptism, or the relating of Jesus' baptism in Matthew, which is the longest one, there's a very interesting thing where Matthew says that Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Fulfill all righteousness is an interesting phrase. It's similar to when we think of how Jesus came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. So what could that mean? Because I think by almost any standards, we can say with John that Jesus didn't need to be baptized. For all the many reasons that we think baptism is important, they tend not to apply to Jesus, because he was God. Fully human at the same time, in the mystery of the incarnation, a mystery that continues to confound us and always will. But why? What was he doing? Well, I think one of the things he was doing was Jesus was demonstrating an example for us all. That when he came to fulfill all righteousness, Jesus did something that in a very real sense he didn't have to do, to remind us that we will all be doing things in the name of righteousness and to fulfill righteousness that we perhaps don't have to do. Every Sunday we say the prayer of confession together. And we do it for lots of reasons. Liturgical reasons and theological reasons. But it's not out of the question, difficult perhaps to imagine, but it's not out of the question that someone could arrive at this service with literally nothing to confess. So does that mean you should stay silent during the prayer of confession? No, because we confess together, because it's part of what makes us a community. That's why we say the prayer of confession, even though the particular words in a particular week might not have anything to do with our experience in the last few days or maybe ever. But we say them together because confession is something that we do as people who believe. And a community of faith confesses together, hearing these words from other people, not in judgment, but in solidarity, in identification, saying we are all together here, we are all confessing together. Whether these particular things we confess are part of your experience or not. When Jesus went into the River Jordan to be baptized, it wasn't because he needed to deal with sin or whatever else we might put on the rite of baptism. But he was doing it as an example to us. Saying that fulfilling righteousness sometimes means doing things that perhaps we don't actually have to do in that sense. But we do them because of the community we're part of. We are completely free as people. You are free to come to church or not come to church. You are free to come dressed however you wish. But I would guess that there are at least some things in your wardrobe that you don't wear to church. You're not evil. I'm not talking about an inappropriate t-shirt or something. They're just things that you don't wear to church. Why? Because when we get together in a particular way, and you put those limits on yourself so the church will be what it needs to be. It's a small analogy, with limits, as all analogies have, of Jesus being baptized. Jesus was baptized as an example to us that we limit ourselves at times, that we do things that perhaps aren't required for us because of the larger community. And because of that, we are an example to each other, even as Jesus was an example to us. And the second reason that Jesus was baptized, and this is the reason that we encounter just about every time we read anything in the book of Hebrews is it reminds us of Jesus' identification with us as human beings. That Jesus came that we would know that God knows us from the inside. Yes, we're all familiar with the theological conception or concept of omniscience. We know full well that God knows everything. But God's knowing of everything is, well, for me, it's not quite as comforting as Jesus experiencing what I experience. We can know things, but experiencing them allows us to connect with people in a different way. If I'm talking to somebody who's had knee trouble, we can talk about, well, yeah, if you've ever been around a couple of people with knee trouble, they can talk about it forever. Well, which doctors did what, and the recovery from the last operation or anything. There's a connection there because it's a shared experience. I was there when all of my children were born. I don't talk to women about what childbirth is like. Why not? I'm easily capable of putting my foot in my mouth about other things. I don't do this one because it's so obvious. It's something I cannot have experienced. When Jesus came and took on human flesh like us, we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God understands what it's like to be a human, to go through life in a fallen world, to deal with temptation and all that goes with it. Not in every detail, of course. Jesus didn't have to worry about traffic or the internet or whatever else is a particular irritant to you on any particular day. But Jesus lived in a world just like ours. And I think it's almost impossible to imagine that he didn't at some point stub his toe and be tempted to swear, or trip, or have to deal with people who drove him crazy. All of those things that we do every day, and more besides, Jesus experienced because he came to earth to be just like us. And one of the things that he experienced as well was baptism. When we were baptized, whether it was as an infant or when we were older, it was the reverse of that identification. We were identifying with Jesus in a way, even as he identified with us. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. These are these kind of statements that you hope don't get out of context. But Jesus didn't need to be baptized in the same way that Jesus didn't need to come to earth at all. We needed Jesus to come to earth. The incarnation is for us. The incarnation is what has opened up the door for us to be in relationship with God in a way that was simply impossible before. And Jesus' baptism wasn't for him. It was for us. Jesus was baptized by his cousin in the Jordan River for us. As an example for us of what you sometimes need to do, and as an identification with us, with our sinful state, even though he was not in that sinful state. He went through the baptism that John provided for everyone, which was a baptism about sin. Something that Jesus didn't have to deal with, but he did it for us to say that, yes, I'm willing to do this. It's a foretaste almost, if you will, of his willingness to suffer the ultimate penalty for sin. Also for us. So, baptized. Why? For us. Jesus was baptized that we might see him as who he was, a human being just like us. Different in many ways, of course, divine in a way that we never will be, but fully and completely human. Everything Jesus did, from the moment he came, the moment he left, was for us. It's impossible for us to hold the mystery of the incarnation, because it's beyond us. It's one of those things we simply cannot imagine, at least not in its fullness. But what we can imagine, and what we do know, is that there is nothing that can compel God. There was nothing that could compel Jesus that was external to him. Jesus came to be a human being, to grow up, to lose teeth, just like we all did, to go through the frustrations and the joys of being human. He did all of these things, including dying for us, because he loved us. And over and over and over and over again through the Gospels, we see Jesus doing things that demonstrate this love for people. Sometimes it's obvious, as when he healed people. Sometimes we dig a little bit more to find it. But Jesus was baptized because he loved us. I suppose it's the answer to the why of, well, most of the incarnation. But certainly to this. We celebrate the baptism of our Lord for all of these reasons and more. But they all come down to this. Jesus loves us. Amen.